Dreamscape presents Angel Mine by Cheryl Woods, narrated by Stina Nielsen. 1. Despite her name, there was nothing the least bit angelic about Heather Reed's toddler, not when she was tired anyway. And on this unseasonably warm early May afternoon, she was exhausted and hot and hungry. Heather should have known that disaster loomed before she even considered taking Angel with her to the store. Not that she had any choice in the matter. She just should have anticipated something like this. It was the way her day had gone. Screaming as if she was being tortured, Angel threw herself onto the floor in the cereal aisle. Why? Because she was in pain? No. Because she was close to starvation? No. Simply to express her displeasure over her mother's refusal to buy her some sickly sweet product that was not only overpriced, but would probably induce cavities after the first bite. Heather debated what to do. She could snatch her up and run out of the crowded grocery store on New York's Upper West Side before anyone recognized her as an actress who'd spent a year as a hated villain on a popular soap opera. Or she could wait out her daughter's full-blown tantrum and endure the stares. Embarrassment won. She'd taken enough abuse from enraged fans over that soap roll. If anyone recognized her, they'd likely assume she was being deliberately cruel to her daughter. Who knew where that could lead? Some soap fans had a hard time distinguishing between reality and fiction. By the time the truth could be sorted out, Heather's reputation would be in tatters. Abandoning her half-filled shopping cart, she grabbed Angel and raced past startled shoppers and checkout clerks, not pausing until she was almost home, setting her suddenly silent daughter on her feet on the sidewalk a block from their apartment building. She gazed down into tear-filled eyes and tried to feel some remorse over having been the cause of such apparent misery. She couldn't. Angel was the joy of her life, most of the time. But there were days, and today was definitely one of them, when Heather would have given anything for another adult to share the responsibility of raising her little girl, she thought, as they walked the rest of the way home at a slower pace. They had been in the stupid store in the first place because Heather had forgotten to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?